And now for our final speaker, C-Suite Perspective by a former GC. Join me in welcoming Keith Wittig.
Yep.
Did I say it right, Keith?
Yep.
Keith has a very impressive resume, as do many of our speakers. Keith is currently the Chief Operating Officer of Tenstorrent, where he leads operations, legal, HR, finance, facilities, compliance, licensing, and other functions. So he's got his plate full. Prior to that, he led all aspects of the strategic alliance for Google's consumer electronics. He worked at Sci5 as the SVP of corporate development and general counsel, structuring innovative industry partnerships and global business models for RISC-V adoption. Did I say that right? RISC-V? RISC-V. Okay.
Yep.
Before joining Sci5, Keith was the Director of Technology Enablement and Associate General Counsel at Tesla, driving R&D technology developments and deployment at Tesla. He spent 13 years at AMD, and I'm giving you this is the shorter version. Prior to joining AMD, he was the co-managing attorney for Technology Transactions Group of Wilson Sonsini Goodrich and Rosati, I think is one of our sponsors here today. Keith has been an adjunct professor at the University of Texas School of Law, where he's taught strategic IP and technology. And here's really a fascinating thing that we don't see from most lawyers. Keith is an inventor on over 30 issued U.S. patents and several foreign patents. Keith holds a B.S. in electrical engineering and computer science from the University of Wisconsin and his J.D. from the University of Texas. Please join me in welcoming our final speaker for the day, Keith.
Thank you. Thanks. And also, just because it pertains to the topic, I was just appointed to Hyundai Mobis, $55 billion USD revenue company on the board. So it's a Korean company. This has been very interesting and very fun. International board work is quite interesting. So I'll factor in some wisdom on this presentation from my experiences there the last 6 months. So I have 10 topics that I want to talk about. Oh, they're here. Do you guys mind if I sit so I can see these slides in front of me and don't? All right. You guys can hear me still, right? Good. So there's 10 things, top 10 list. I think all of these things I'm going to talk about are really valuable if, no matter where you are, whether it's GC or another lawyer that's interfacing to the board, corporate securities, or so on, if you strive to be really good at these 10 things, the board's going to appreciate it. Your peers and the other units that you're going to be interfacing to, like the CFO, the CTO, are going to appreciate it. And in my opinion, it's going to make you much more successful. And I've collected a lot of this feedback from a lot of my GC peers throughout the years, and I've given this talk several times throughout the years to other lawyers, so hopefully this will help you guys in your career. But it is top one, money and human dynamics. When I was an engineer in engineering school, when I was in law school, they didn't teach me how to deal with people. They didn't teach me how to manage money. It's very important for you to do that as a GC. It's unfortunate it's not in our curriculum, at least not very deep. You need to understand the business products and operations of your company greater than you've probably ever had to do when you were rising the ranks through legal once you get to the GC position. You have to be able to aggregate disciplines across the companies to seize opportunities and solve problems. We'll talk about that. You need to be well connected inside the company to pull skills together to get complex transactions and things done. They will want you to run projects, not just the occasional fire or look at the occasional indemnity clause. Many of you probably know that. But there's some lawyers that do fall short of that by connecting themselves and taking the time to build those bridges inside the company so they can pull in cross-functional teams. You need to manage risk effectively without hindering ROI from the business, which is a tough balance for a lot of lawyers. We'll talk about it. And you need to use the law as a mechanism to get through to know. Some lawyers, and they're very good lawyers, use the law as a way to drive you into landmines. We're going to drive you into this is a no, you can't do this, you can't do that. That's never a way to get to GC and last very long and add value. People will try to go around you, not talk with you, because you're not adding a lot of value. The law needs to be a rubric to get you through. I talk with people about your tax lawyer or your tax accountant. You don't want them to tell you all the reasons why you can't get tax breaks and you've got to pay more taxes. Within the law and ethically, you want them to reduce your taxes as much as they can and give you advice to do that. That's what general counsels are generally tasked to do too. You need to respect the velocity of business. We'll talk a little bit about how the legal profession, in my opinion, hasn't done its part to keep up with the velocity of business. It's an honest thing, I believe, and I'd love to get your thoughts on it, especially if you disagree with me. You need to be strategic in your thinking and planning I've talked with so many big law firms and big corporate groups. I said, well, what's your strategy? What do you want to be in 5 years? Well, I don't know. We'll just keep doing the same thing we're doing, I guess.